Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So, is the embattled Syrian government finally right? Early on in the uprising, the regime claimed that the opposition included jihadists more interested in a divine right to an Islamist caliphate than a democracy. While that was not true then, the New York Times reports that now, homegrown jihadists and small groups of al-Qaeda fighters do have a more prominent role in Syria, and that more secular resistance groups are accepting those fighters because they attract more funding. We've reached a member of the Syrian opposition. He's in Beirut, Lebanon, and we're not identifying him because he has concerns about family members still inside Syria, but hopefully he can give us some insight into what's going on there. Sir, welcome. And tell us first, what is your motivating force? Are you looking for a secular revolution or an Islamist one?
At the beginning, we just wanted some freedom and some respect from the government. So we started to protest. But the way the regime reacted against us forced us to fight. It's not about religion.
But what do you say, though, about reports like the one in the New York Times that there are now al-Qaeda fighters and jihadists in one city, al-Qaeda fighters who wanted to raise a banner with an Islamist viewpoint, and the people around them had to negotiate that? What do you say to these reports that there are now Islamist fighters and al-Qaeda fighters who have taken advantage of the fighting in Syria?
Actually, I have never seen any of al-Qaeda members. I'm fighting with my friends, colleagues in the Syrian army, and actually they defected from the regime army and joined the Syrian free army. I have never seen any al-Qaeda or any foreign fighters.
But do you worry? Do you worry that the fighting in Syria, because it's going on so long, and because these more religious fighters tend to attract funding, which you and other fighters desperately need, do you worry that they will begin to more and more take over the fighting?
Some fighters, yeah, they have this religion feelings, but it's not a jihad. But when you have to face death every day, you need more religion, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you start to feel your faith more, right?
Yeah. Okay, I am a Muslim, but I don't believe in any religion, and I'm fighting with some Muslims. Some of them just start to pray. They have never been praying before.
So you say warfare and being under the threat of death tends to make people more religious. But moving on to another question, though, what about another aspect of religion? We hear this is increasingly, the majority Sunni Muslims, like yourself, against the ruling minority Alawites. Many Orthodox Muslims view them as a heretical offshoot of Shiites. Is this Sunni against Alawite?
At the beginning, it was not Sunni against Alawite. But every day I meet more people who are talking about sectarian violence. For example, I cannot tell someone who has his brother or his best friend killed by Alawites. I cannot ask them for tolerance. So I have seen kids get killed for being Sunni. Do you understand me?
Yes, and you're saying that you can't ask someone whose child has been killed for being a Sunni to have tolerance. And you're worried that it's increasingly going to be a civil war and a sectarian war. But what should happen? The New York Times quotes a resistance fighter, someone like yourself, who blames the West for not getting more involved. He says that's why you're going to see more jihadists. But, you know, the Obama administration, for instance, has been reluctant to give weapons to Syria for fear that they'll fall in the wrong hands. What do you want to say to the West?
Actually, I want to tell the American citizens that al-Qaeda, they cannot have environment in Syria. The al-Qaeda cannot stay.
They're not welcome. You're saying they're not welcome. Yeah.
They are not welcome, yes, and we are actually, if they come to help us, we are going to fight them.
You're obviously not in Syria. You've fled to Lebanon. Will you go back?
Yes, of course I will go back. The fight is not finished yet, and I still have a job to do there.
You have a job to do there. We're speaking with a gentleman who does not want to be named. He's part of the Free Syrian Army, the Loose Confederation of Rebels and Military Defectors. He is in Lebanon, but as he just said, will go back to Syria to fight. He doesn't want his name used because he still has family in Syria. Thank you so much, sir, for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thank you for calling us.
Okay, up next, Twitter at the Olympics, here and now.